This is the old Trailblazer coming to you once again from the Metropolitan Tabernacle. Our studio is here at 501 Opelousas Avenue. We're back in our study again on the soon coming of our blessed Lord. And we're looking at the certainty of his coming. Our Lord's coming. That's a dogmatic statement, my friend. This same Jesus is coming, who is taken up from you from heaven, shall also in like manner come again. Born-again believers take no stock in those who teach that the Lord Jesus came during the siege of Jerusalem in A.D. 70, when the city of Jerusalem was destroyed by the Roman prince. No. Man in his natural state, no matter how religious or how much worldly education he has, is just not smart in things spiritual. I'm talking about the average person who's never been touched by the Holy Spirit. And when he stands in the pulpit or in the classroom trying to teach God's word, he is just a monstrosity in the sight of God. My friend, you can't teach something that you don't know. No, you can't. We've often heard the late Trailblazer say, you can't tell something you don't know. If you would, read the 24th chapter of Matthew, and you'll have no trouble understanding, if you have even an ounce of sense, that when Christ foretold the destruction of Jerusalem, he said nothing about his personal return at that time. But you will find when he comes back, listen now, when he comes to talk about the great tribulation period, that he said, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and with great glory. Now, my friend, the Lord spoke of his own coming, just like God's child speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have told a story here of this old man. He was back there during the days of the slaves, one of the old slave owners. He was a great man, so-called, and he had an old house servant that waited on him hand and foot. Well, when he came to die, he was laid out there in the parlor of the living room, and the preacher came and brought a great eulogy and all of those things about what a great man he was, and he's gone on to heaven. The old man said, the old slave, he said, preacher, after the service, he said, preacher, a parson. He said, would it be all right if I take a look in that coffin, if I just took a peep in there? And he said, well, sure, uncle, you'd be welcome to do that. He said, well, let me ask you, though, why you want to do that? He said, I just wanted to make sure that was my boss man in that coffin, because, he said, I've been here a long, long time, and I never have heard him speak about going to heaven. He always talked about going down to New Orleans or up to Chicago or something to buy stuff, but he never did speak about going to heaven, and I just believe if he was prepared to go, he'd have been talking about it. Now, my friend, that's about as great a story as I ever heard. If you don't talk about the Lord, you don't know nothing about him. If you don't talk about the Lord, if you can't tell what the Lord's done for you, the Scripture says, always be ready to give an account of the hope that you have within you. And I know some people have trouble maybe standing in front of an audience and giving a testimony. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when someone meets you at the grocery store and they say, well, how you doing? What's going on in your life? So, well, I'm praising the Lord. You praising the Lord for what? Because he died for me. Can't you say that, my friend? Oh, listen, my friend, listen. When Titus destroyed the city of Jerusalem in A.D. 70, Christ did not return in person in the clouds of the heaven in power and glory. We're just trying to refute error here this morning, my friend. We're talking about the certainty of our Lord's coming. For, listen now, for the Scripture says that as Christ went away in the clouds, he will come back in the clouds. And yet he will come with his angel. Brother, that hadn't taken place yet. It makes me so angry and so aggravated to see anyone who does not know the Lord, who does not love the Lord, who has never been redeemed by his precious blood, to pose as a minister of righteousness under the cloak of a preacher or a teacher and make fun and belittle the second coming of our blessed Lord back to earth again, or deny blood redemption in Christ. Now, my friend, you know, we can be in error about many, many things, my friend. But let's don't be wrong about the second coming of our blessed Lord. Oh, the night that our Lord was betrayed, he said to his disciples, I go to prepare a place for you, and when I come again, I'll receive you under myself. I often conduct funerals here. Many of our folks are going on to be with the Lord, some of our older folks, some of our younger folks. And when the Lord gives me the opportunity to conduct the funeral, I often quote those verses of Scripture that if I go not away, I won't come again. You understand what I'm talking about, the 14th chapter of John there. But listen, did you know those verses are not to the sinner? They're to Christ's child. They are. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. He's not doing that to you, sinner. No, sir. Until you come to know the Lord, you don't have any hope. Listen, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back in person. You can't explain that away. Don't try it. If you do, you'll do it to your own condemnation. The thing for you to do, my friend, is to get ready to die. I often ask my congregation, are you ready to die? Oh, folks are getting ready to live. I know many folks, my friends, my loved ones, getting ready to live. They're adding to their 401k. They're adding to this, and they're adding to that. And they're complaining because they don't get enough Social Security. And they're complaining because of this and the Medicare and all those things. They're getting ready to live, my friend. But what about getting ready to die? Are you ready to die? You say, well, Trailblazer, I don't like how dogmatic you are. Well, my friend, the Bible is dogmatic. The Bible says the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The Bible says there's a day appointed unto man wants to die. But listen, after that, the judgment. Yes, our Lord's coming back again. The whole Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, speaks with no uncertain note about our Lord coming back. He must come back again. He will come back again because he said, I will come back. Back in the book of Genesis there again, you will find the story of Joseph, the son of Jacob in his old age. One day, Joseph goes out there on the plain to visit his brethren and was rejected by them. They cast him into the pit of death. Then he's taken out alive and sent into Egypt, where he is exalted as the prime minister, the second in command, or co-ruler to the throne of Egypt. He takes a wife from among the Gentiles, and at a given hour he goes forth with her in his chariot to bring his father's household and his brethren after the flesh into the land of Goshen, the promised land of Egypt. This, my friend, is a beautiful picture, I wish I could tell it, of the Lord's return for his own. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of the Heavenly Father. He was sent into the world by his Father to his brethren in the flesh. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. That's one of the most heart-rendering verses of Scripture that I know of in God's Word. I believe the only one in God's Word that's more heart-rendering for God's messenger, God's pastor, is this verse that we find where he said, depart from me, I know you not. You know where that'll be said, my friend? At the great white throne judgment, every individual who is not saved will stand before the great white throne. Preachers will stand there with their whole congregations, and they will look. The angel will open the book of life and then another book, and he'll tell the Lord, their name's not there. Oh, my friend, and then we'll hear that verse. Depart from me, I never knew you. And they cast him into a lake of fire. Oh, listen, my friend, but look at Joseph. They cast him out. They rejected him. They cast him into the place of death. On the morning of the resurrection, God took him out alive. 40 days later from Mount Olivet, just like Joseph, the Lord came forth. And listen, he took him into a far country, that's heaven. There he exalted him to the throne as co-ruler with himself. He is now, through the Holy Spirit, getting a bride among the Gentiles. Isn't that a beautiful picture, my friend? One day at a given moment, he will come forth in all of his splendor with 10,000 times 10,000 of his angels, that he may bring his father's household, his brethren after the flesh, the Jews into Palestine, the promised land. We see here that the story of Joseph typifies the story of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And from the ancient land of Egypt comes that voice crying, behold, he cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And our cry is, here on the old Trailblazer broadcast, come quickly, Lord Jesus, come. One day we see David climbing the slopes of Mount Olivet, bareheaded, barefooted, back bending low, his face washed with tears, a man of sorrow, bowed down with grief, a rejected king. One day later, we see him as he comes back with a great host, with a shout of victory. He crosses the Jordan River, enters the city of Jerusalem, and sits a king on a king's and sits as king on Zion's heights. David here is a picture and a type of our Lord Jesus Christ, who was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We'll take that up in our next study, my friend. I wish you'd think about your, just think with me today. Are you ready to meet the Lord? He's coming back. Our Lord's coming back for long. We used to have a preacher here whom I loved, and he was like me. He didn't have a lot of theological sense, but he had a lot of common sense. And once in a while in his message, he would say, "You know, I don't know how long the Lord's going to put up with this bunch here," talking about the world, talking about the religious world. "I don't know how long the Lord's going to put up with them." And I've kind of adopted that statement. I don't know how long the Lord's going to put up with some of you folks here at Radio Mission. Some of you here in New Orleans who hear me every morning. Some of you out there in Little Rock, Arkansas, Cincinnati, Ohio, Dallas, Texas, wherever you are, you hear this message. I don't know how long the Lord's going to put up with you. But my friend, He's coming back. He's coming back to receive His own. He's not coming back after you if you don't know the Lord. You'll be left here for the tribulation period. Oh, you say, "Well, the church is going to go." No, sir. Church is not going to go through the tribulation period, my friend. Listen now. The Lord says He'll return. He'll break forth with a shout, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we who know the Lord will be caught up together to meet Him in the air to forevermore be with the Lord. Oh, my friend, you can have all of this millennialism you want, my friend. You can take it, put it in your pipe, and smoke it. It may be good to live by, but it won't be good to die by. I don't know why in the world anyone would want to proclaim that you're going through the tribulation. And then I have folks tell me, "Well, I'll just get saved during the tribulation." If you won't have the Lord here, my friend, you will never have Him under the persecuting forces of the Antichrist. Did you know the Antichrist may be on the scene today? Oh, listen, would you just look around just a little at the world events, what's going on in our nation? 10 years ago, we'd have never heard of such a thing that's going on now with all this cloning. Oh, my friend, listen, would you think about that for just a moment? That's all work of the Antichrist. All of this Harry Potter stuff, that's all Antichrist stuff, my friend. But listen, the Antichrist spirit is here already. He may not be here, but the spirit of Antichrist is here. Satan is here. His spirit is here. Oh, my friend, and he has many of our folks rocked asleep in his lap on the old front porch with a pacifier in their mouth. Sit down, Wrightman. Would you do that and tell me you hear the old Trailblazer broadcasting? Until next time, goodbye.